News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
As you heard, the bump stock ban goes into effect today in national news. Also locally, a pygmy goat on the loose in Babydet, Chick-fil-A in Government Plaza, and a bill being brought forward in Montgomery to legalize medical marijuana in Alabama. All that and a whole lot more coming up this hour, and we'll check in with Kelly in just a second, plus Dr. Bill. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. On the scene of an accident at Spring Hill Avenue in the West I-65 service road, but a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, for the 1065 split Dolphin Island Parkway in downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile has a great deal for the summer. You get free rental of the facility. Just treat your guest to Host Bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahn's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kahn's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
We've got a span of nice weather this week and then some rain by the weekend. More details from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams around 7:35. Check traffic again coming up in just a second. Right now, our headlines with Kelly on Mobile Mornings.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An argument escalates into an accidental shooting. On Saturday, Mobile police responded to Grelot Road and two shooting victims. Both were inside a vehicle and were involved in an argument. It was during that argument that the male victim says he tried to move his weapon from the center console to the backseat floor. And that's when the female victim reached for the gun and the weapon accidentally discharged. A shot hit both adults who were both taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The male victim has been identified as 36-year-old Dustin Jacobs. He was arrested on outstanding warrants. And then 24 hours earlier, Mobile police responded to another double shooting, this time, though, involving teenagers. A 17-year-old male and a 16-year-old female sustained life-threatening injuries after both victims, who were just walking in the area of Vermilion Drive and Warmly Drive, were shot by a passenger inside of a white Nissan. That car pulled up. The passenger started firing that weapon at them. The teens say they don't even know the people inside the vehicle. As for the vehicle, it took off. The investigation continues at this hour. So if you have information which could assist police, you are encouraged to give our Mobile Police Department a call. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Robertsdale man is in jail this morning charged with attempted murder. 73-year-old Robert Calloway was booked around 1:30 this morning. According to jail records, his address is very near the scene of a shooting that happened Monday night. One person was shot at a home on County Road 64. Authorities described that shooting as a domestic situation. A bond hearing for a teenager in the U.S. illegally is postponed a second time. Domingo Diego is charged with vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of an accident. He was in court yesterday for a bond hearing, but because his court-appointed Spanish-speaking lawyer was not present, the hearing was delayed until Thursday.
It's a very tragic situation. We've got a woman who's no longer with us, and a 16-year-old kid who's scared out of his mind right now. So,
a Senate panel in Florida has approved a bill that could give Floridians access to cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. A companion measure with some differences is moving through House committees. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
UFC superstar Conor McGregor retires again. A local senior may be transferring from Alabama basketball, and the ratings are out for week one of the NCAA tournament. Let's just say Turner and CBS very happy with the numbers. It's 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. UFC superstar and former two-weight champion Conor McGregor announced that he is retiring from the sport in a tweet overnight. The announcement came just hours after McGregor told The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon that he and the UFC were negotiating a potential return to the Octagon in July. McGregor's tweet read, "Hey guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts today. I wish all my old colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas." There's not much reason to believe that McGregor is actually retiring because he's used this as a negotiation tactic before back in 2016. That's when McGregor tweeted, "I have decided to retire young. Thanks for the cheese. Catch us later." He's fought three times in the UFC since that first retirement announcement. UFC President Dana White at least appears to believe McGregor. He told ESPN via text.
Sure.
Yeah. He's also negotiating. Don't forget that. He said that McGregor has the money to retire because his whiskey company, Proper 12, is doing so well. The first regular season game scheduled for the NFL's 100th season has been announced. On Thursday, September the 5th, longtime NFC North rivals Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears will play for the 199th time in their history. The league also announced that the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots will open their season on Sunday Night Football at home in Gillette Stadium. Their opponent is yet to be determined. The Alabama Crimson Tide are looking for a new basketball coach after buying out head coach Avery Johnson's contract on Sunday. And yesterday, more news for the program with Theodore native Dazon Ingram's name going into the NCAA transfer portal. Ingram is a graduate transfer and would be eligible to play for another team immediately. He's started 93 games for the Tide in his career. The numbers are out from the first weekend of March Madness. Turner and CBS announced Monday that the ratings through the first weekend are up 8% from last year and that they're the second highest ratings since 1991, behind only 2015. The networks also announced that the streaming site, NCAA March Madness Live, has set all-time records in live streams and live hours of consumption for the NCAA tournament to date, with both seeing increases of more than 25% through the first full week. The Sweet 16 begins with four games this Thursday and four more games on Friday, followed by Elite Eight games on Saturday and Sunday. In the NBA last night, a gruesome injury to Portland Trailblazers center Yusuf Nurkic. Nurkic was jumping for a rebound, and the Blazers' double overtime win against the Brooklyn Nets and came down awkwardly.
And Nurkic down and is in absolute pain, and his teammates looking on in agony as well.
Following the game, it was determined that Nurkic suffered compound fractures to the tibia and fibula of his lower left leg. The 24-year-old had been averaging 15.5 points and 10 rebounds in 71 games this season. He finished last night with 32 points and 16 rebounds before the injury. It was heartbreaking news for a team that clinched a playoff berth with the 148-144 double overtime win. In other NBA games, Orlando beat Philadelphia 119-98, Memphis upset Oklahoma City 115-103, and the Utah Jazz beat the Phoenix Suns 125-92. Utah's Rudy Gobert scored a season-high 27 points and made his 270th dunk of the season, setting the single-season NBA dunk record. By the time the game was over, that number had risen to 275. 716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The new tax law overhauled the tax rates and income tax brackets. The new top rate is a bit lower than it used to be, 37%. You also have to earn more to get stuck in that top bracket. Married couples filing jointly used to have to make $470,700 for the dubious honor of paying the highest tax rates. Now they have to make $600,000. And there's a new method of calculating which brackets you fall into, and that could result in more income getting taxed at higher rates. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
At 718, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, and of course y'all on the text line popping right now too at 343-0106. Turning up your voice at that same number coming up after 8 o'clock. Saw this from the folks over at Alabama Daily News, aldailynews.com. Representative Mike Ball out of Madison County filed a bill last week that will allow people suffering from one of nearly three dozen medical conditions to use medical marijuana if they get a recommendation from a physician, a physician's assistant, or a nurse practitioner. Ball was the champion behind Carly's Law back in 2014 and Lenny's Law in 2016. The legislation granted access to cannabinoid as a CBD, as an oil derived from the marijuana plant, for those suffering seizures. Ball insisted in the phone interview on Monday that he introduced the bill for strict health reasons. He said, "The time has come. When I first introduced Carly's Law, there was no support hardly. There certainly wasn't enough to get it done." The legislation, titled the Compassion Access Research and Expansion Act. You know how they love acronyms, CARE.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to work that out in my mind.
Because whether they're in Washington or Montgomery, they spend about half the time coming up with the cutesy name to make the good acronym, and then the rest of the time with the bill.
And the acronym comes first, right?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. They go, how can we make something? Y'all come up with some words that make out the acronym CARE. They said it would allow Alabama residents 19 years old and older with one of 33 conditions, including addiction, cancer, chronic pain, depression. Addiction?
What if you're addicted to
addiction?
Weed?
including addiction, cancer, chronic pain, depression, schizophrenia, and other mental illnesses, to obtain medical-grade cannabis if they get a diagnosis of what the bill calls a qualifying condition. We'll talk about this more going forward. Does this stand a snowball's chance of passing in Montgomery? I would say don't put your money on it.
Well, I wonder how tough it'll be to get a medical license, because remember the joke back when California was only medical marijuana? I think Tommy Chong one time, he was pulled over, and actually he went to get his medical card, and the doctor said, well, why do you need this? And he said, well, I really don't. And the doctor said, are you ever anxious? And he said, I'm anxious when I get pulled over with weed in the card. And he said, there you go. That's enough for me. Go ahead and get your medical card.
We'll talk more in depth about this coming up in just a little bit. Plus, the Chick-fil-A in Government Plaza. Who knew that this would cause such consternation out there? John Sharp has a story over at AL.com about a vote yesterday by Mobile County Commission to greenlight, I think, a 2-1 vote to say yes to having a Chick-fil-A inside Government Plaza. That must mean that they've got the, you know, everything else fixed there. There's no birds in the walls or mold or leaking roof, and everything's good, and we'll get the Chick-fil-A in there as well. All right, those stories and a whole lot more, of course, over on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Three big things. The House vote to stop President Trump's border wall plan is likely to fail. Also, parents are concerned after shots fired at Sage Park. And Avenatti hit with Nike extortion claims and other charges, which, by the way, as a side note, did you see this? So it wasn't just Avenatti yesterday who was getting, you know, busted on both coasts. Also, Garagos.
Yeah, CNN contributor, right?
Yeah, Mark Garagos as a co-conspirator in this. So I saw this guy Vince on Twitter say, Stormy's lawyer teamed up with Jussie's lawyer to extort Kaepernick's sports apparel company. The feds move in on that while exonerating President Trump. This has to be a season finale or something. All right, 722. We'll check headlines with Kelly next.
Information updates on FM Talk 106.5 are brought to you by Hardee's. Tasty handmade food. It tastes better at Hardee's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. The Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and The Platters in concert. Live.
So, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. On the scene of an accident at Spring Hill Avenue in the West I-65 Service Road, but a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, from the 1065 Split Dolphin Island Parkway in downtown through the George Wallison to Bankhead Tunnels. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile has a great deal for the summer. You get free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. It's 7:24, and it's 54 degrees now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Dr. Bill's on the way just about 10 minutes from right now with the work week forecast and a look forward to the weekend. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A pedestrian hit and killed by a truck in Mobile County has been identified. Alabama State Troopers confirm a 65-year-old Gordon Owen Odell of Grand Bay. He was hit around 3 a.m. on Sunday, March 24th, on Old Pascagoula Road. State Troopers say that Odell walked into the road near the intersection of Grand Bay and Wilmer Road, and that's where he was hit by a 2005 Toyota Tacoma. He was taken to University Hospital in Mobile, and that's where he died from his injuries on Monday, March the 25th. The driver of that vehicle was not injured, and no charges have been filed. As families and businesses continue to pick up the pieces from tornado damage in Lee County, they have just received a generous donation from the Southeastern Grocers. A donation going to the American Red Cross, Southeastern Grocers, that's the parent company of Winn-Dixie and a number of other stores. So they announced that they are donating more than $225,000 to help Alabama and Georgia communities impacted by those March 3rd tornadoes. So the money came from a community donation program, and the money will benefit the American Red Cross Disaster Relief to provide food and shelter and counseling. And Publix, they've also pitched in as well. And the Beauregard community, a team of more than 20 Publix volunteers, they cooked and they handed out around 200 hot meals to storm victims and volunteers, utility workers, fire and emergency personnel, law enforcement, and debris removal workers. They have also launched their Red Cross Disaster Relief Register Collection Campaign in 8 stores in Georgia and in Phoenix City and Auburn, which of course are in Alabama. Customers and associates, they have donated more than $40,000. Publix employees also volunteered at the Lee County EMA Center to remove trees, and they helped feed volunteers, pack supplies, and work with other outreaches, and donated 2,500 reusable bags for both relief centers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll talk to him about today and the rest of the work. We got a nice patch of dry weather coming our way. It's supposed to rain yesterday and did not. That's fine. Listen, we could use a few days in a row without rain around here, although it sure is nice to wash the pollen off. I don't know which one is dry out or wash pollen. I'm torn on that. Hey, this weekend also looks fantastic, and the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show returning to beautiful Orange Beach starts on the 29th. Thursday through Sunday, premier boat show on the Gulf Coast with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display, 650 boats on trailers, 150 boats in the water, all at the best prices of 2019. And new for this year, the in-water boat training seminars from Boat US. This is pretty cool. You can spend a few hours on the water doing training. Takes a lot of stress out of boating or fishing, issues like docking or handling your boat in tight situations. It may be launching, putting your boat back on the trailer, things that give new boat owners a little bit of heartburn there. Well, you can get some firsthand experience on doing it with the folks from Boat US. They're going to be doing those courses at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. And there's also a course just for ladies who want to learn how to better handle a boat, get a firm handle on boating basics or a little bit beyond that. That's available as well. Plus everything for coastal lifestyle, fishing tackle and seminars, marine accessories and activities for the kids. This is all happening starting Thursday through Sunday at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. And you can skip the line, get your tickets online over at wharfboatshow.com, wharfboatshow.com, or you could check them out at Facebook. Just look for Wharf Boat Show. Always a great time and a very, very nice way to spend a Saturday or a Sunday down in South Baldwin. Y'all check it out. 728 FM Talk 106.5. And Dr. Bill is on the way after we check in with News 5.
WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A fiery crash on Interstate 65 killed the driver of a tractor trailer Monday night. The big rig hit a guardrail and caught on fire. The northbound lanes through Saraland were closed overnight.
And then you just see people start running.
Some parents are concerned after shots were fired near Sage Park in Mobile. Happened Friday night while a youth soccer game was being played nearby. Police are still looking for the gunman. Happening today, Sacred Heart Hospital will celebrate the opening of their new four-story children's hospital. The hospital includes a pediatric emergency room and neonatal intensive care unit. It becomes the only children's hospital in Northwest Florida. Shark fishing season returns to the Gulf State Park Pier and Gulf Shores this weekend. Shark fishing will be allowed from 7 in the evening to 7 in the morning on Sunday and Thursday nights through September. Fishing will be limited to the south end of the pier. Only 15 fishermen will be allowed each night. I'm Jessica Deloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Half a dozen House committee chairmen are asking the Justice Department to provide the special counsel report on the Russia investigation by next week. They claim Attorney General Barr's summary to Congress is insufficient. Celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti proclaimed his innocence after he was released on $300,000 bond.
I will be fully exonerated and justice will be done.
Avenatti spoke after appearing in federal court on extortion charges in an alleged shakedown of the Nike Corporation. Federal prosecutors say Duke University used a research technician's fake data to land federal grants. The school will settle a lawsuit with a whistleblower for more than $100 million.
They were violating what's called the False Claims Act. So now the university has agreed to pay that $112.5 million back.
Here's correspondent Martin Savage reporting. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Bayer and Johnson & Johnson have agreed to pay $775 million to resolve claims that the blood thinner Xarelto causes excessive bleeding. The deal, reached with plaintiff's attorneys, will resolve 25,000 claims and is structured to limit liability going forward. The two companies, which jointly developed the drug and will evenly split the settlement cost, have won all six Xarelto cases that have gone to trial so far. Venmo, the digital money transfer service operated by PayPal, is ratcheting up pressure on users the company says owe it money for transactions that went awry. In a bid to curb losses, the Wall Street Journal says Venmo is threatening to sic debt collectors on some users who carry negative balances in their accounts. Venmo also recently amended its user agreement to give itself the power to recover money its customers owe by seizing it from other accounts at PayPal. On Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
Easy-to-clean laminate floors make spring cleaning a breeze. At Lumber Liquidators, make it even easier with our best price guarantee. Right now, get our best-selling Woodlook laminate floors on sale up to 33% off. You can even get water-resistant laminate starting at just $1.99. Or easy-to-clean waterproof flooring up to 20% off. And let our professional installation contractors do the work for you. Special financing makes it easy to start your project today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
34 million Americans smoke. That's about 1 in 7 people. Not every smoker wants to continue using cigarettes. Juul was designed by smokers for smokers to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, I want to add this before we get to Dr. Bill. Accident Cottage Hill eastbound before Fondy Elementary, backed up to University right there. Thank you, Van. On the text line at 343-0106. Now, y'all say hello to staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
What happened to our rain yesterday, Dr. Bill? We talked about that, and you didn't just talk about it. Let's look at the radar. It was just to our north and west.
Yeah, it had a pretty good line. It went through Jackson, Mississippi, and headed southeast, and the conditions in the upper atmosphere just vanished, and that thing just broke up. And as a result, we're no rain yesterday here in the Port City, and so far for the month, just 1.62 inches of rain.
That seems unreal. It seems like it's been wetter than that.
It does seem that way, but that's all we've had, 1.62, and the normal rainfall, according to page 5 of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, is 6.14, so we are way below normal for March.
Now, is that one of those anomalies, like, I don't know if it's an anomaly, but situations like we've talked about in the past, that the official rainfall total for Mobile is at the airport, and so if it doesn't fall at that gauge, it didn't happen?
Yeah, well, in this case, it's most of the rain has been to the north of us. Interior southwest Alabama has considerably more rainfall than here on the coast. And so those low rainfall totals are pretty much shared in Baldwin County and Mobile County, but definitely to the north of it, things are quite a bit different.
All right. What about for today and the rest of the work week?
Well, we had a cold front move through, and we thought that we'd see a few showers as it came through late yesterday, but that did not happen. The front is now offshore, and we should have mostly sunny skies, some dry air, and a little cooler today. 80 was the high yesterday, 68 for the high this afternoon, and tonight we're going to cool into the 40s, about 47 degrees, and then tomorrow and Thursday, beautiful weather with sunny skies, about 72 during the afternoon hours. Looking ahead to Friday and the weekend, Friday mostly sunny, again in the low 70s, but then on the Saturday it become more humid as the wind switches around to the southeast and the south, and we'll see a high of 75 on Saturday, but there is a chance of a few scattered showers. A little different story, though, on Sunday, because another cold front will move in. That front looks like it'll arrive in the early morning hours, and that's when the best chance for rain will occur. But once it goes through, it's going to be mostly cloudy, only 65 for the high on Sunday. But we will see showers at least through the morning and possibly into the afternoon hours, and then things should improve later in the day. So right now, it looks like the best day for the weekend will be Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill. And elsewhere, even though on the calendar winter's over, what about the rest of the country? Because we had that warm winter at the same time the upper Midwest and other parts of the country had a pretty cold one. Are they still seeing winter, or is everybody getting the warmth?
It's still pretty chilly. Some of these cool air masses now that are giving us some rather nice weather with those nice cool nights. It's still kind of chilly up through the Great Lakes and the upper Midwest and on into New England. So this is that time of year when they really want things to warm up, and the winter just seems to hang on.
But we live here. Ain't it grand?
Yes.
All right, Dr. Bill. And remind folks, too, if they've not gotten their own Mobile Weather Marine Almanac to refer to, how do they get it?
Yeah, and here in Mobile at West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, if you're over in the Eastern Shore, and at Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, and also Autocraft Collision Centers. There's an office right there in Fairhope. So we do have copies that are still available, and they are free.
Good stuff, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist and yours, Dr. Bill Williams. Sitting at 54 now, let's check the traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the BamaFlooring.com traffic center accidents at North Carlin and Old Shell. Also, we've got one at Cottage Hill and Japonica Lane. Overlook Road right in front of Orchid Baptist Church. And we've got other ones at Cottage Hill at Azalea and also at Cottage Hill and Wildwood. All those accidents are in the roadways. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. And ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. Pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Blair Fisher, head of school at St. Paul's School here in Mobile, to talk teaching trends. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Blair Fisher says humans aren't created to change as quickly as we're changing today. Combine this with teachers who have proven to be some of the most change-averse people ever, and you get a sense of some of Blair's challenges day in and day out. How do we prepare kids for jobs in the future we can't even imagine, using a workforce naturally reluctant to change how they teach? Plus, what's up with boys these days? Why such a lack of motivation? It's almost at epidemic proportions. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Remember to check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. You can check out the podcast tab, drop down, download a specific episode or a whole show, or better yet, subscribe. Check out the online opinion poll question. And also three big things this morning. House voting to stop President Trump's border wall plan is likely to fail. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, parents are concerned after shots fired at Sage Park. And Avenatti hit with Nike extortion claims and other charges. Those stories top of the stack over at fmtalk1065.com. Here with more news, Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man suspected of bank robbery at a bank inside of a Mobile Walmart store is now behind bars in Baldwin County. 52-year-old Samuel Dickey is suspected of robbing a Wood Forest Bank inside the Walmart on the East I-65 service road in Mobile last Thursday morning. That's also the very same day the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says that they notified ECSO that they were pursuing a vehicle, and inside that vehicle, a bank robbery suspect and another person. The vehicle entered Escambia County from I-10 and 9 Mile Road. Authorities say Karen Riley, she was the driver of the vehicle, well, she drove straight into a dead end, and that's when both people took off on foot. Both were captured by the Baldwin County deputies and taken into custody. Dickey and Riley have been charged with destruction of evidence, resisting arrest without violence, and Riley was also charged with fleeing and eluding. Dickey is in the Baldwin County jail and is also facing charges out of Escambia County. And back here in the Port City, police say that Dickey can expect to see arrest warrants soon in reference to that bank robbery here in Mobile. Happening today, you have your chance to win a free pizza for 1 year. The grand opening of the new Domino's Pizza is set for today at 3871 Airport Boulevard. So here's how it works. Today, the store opens at 10 a.m. The first 25 customers who make a purchase of $10 or more will win free pizza for 1 year. The next 15 customers, well, they will win free pizza for 1 month. And then those after, the 10 after, well, they will win a large one-topping pizza. This location features the Domino's Pizza Theater. It's an open design which provides a lobby with free Wi-Fi, and you can also watch your pizzas being made. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Robertsdale man is in jail this morning charged with attempted murder. 73-year-old Robert Calloway was booked around 1:30 this morning. According to jail records, his address is very near the scene of a shooting that happened Monday night. One person was shot at a home on County Road 64. Authorities described that shooting as a domestic situation. A bond hearing for a teenager in the U.S. illegally is postponed a second time. Domingo Diego is charged with vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of an accident. He was in court yesterday for a bond hearing, but because his court-appointed Spanish-speaking lawyer was not present, the hearing was delayed until Thursday.
It's a very tragic situation. We've got a woman who's no longer with us and a 16-year-old kid who's scared out of his mind right now. So,
a Senate panel in Florida has approved a bill that could give Floridians access to cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. A companion measure with some differences is moving through House committees. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
UFC superstar Conor McGregor retires again. A local senior may be transferring from Alabama basketball, and the ratings are out for week one of the NCAA tournament. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. UFC superstar and former two-weight champion Conor McGregor announced that he is retiring from the sport in a tweet overnight. The announcement came just hours after McGregor told The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, that he and the UFC were negotiating a potential return to the Octagon in July. McGregor's tweet read, "Hey guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts today. I wish all my old colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas." There's not much reason to believe that McGregor's actually retiring because he has used this as a negotiation tactic before, back in 2016. That's when McGregor tweeted, "I have decided to retire young. Thanks for the cheese. Catch yous later." He's fought three times in the UFC since that first retirement announcement. UFC President Dana White at least appears to believe McGregor. He told ESPN via text that McGregor has the money to retire because his whiskey company, Proper 12, is doing so well. The first regular season game scheduled for the NFL's 100th season has been announced. On Thursday, September the 5th, longtime NFC North rivals Green Bay and Chicago will play for the 199th time in their history. The league also announced that the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots will open their season on Sunday Night Football at home in New England. Their opponent is yet to be determined. The Alabama Crimson Tide are looking for a new basketball coach after buying out head coach Avery Johnson's contract on Sunday. Yesterday, more news for the program, with Theodore native Dazon Ingram's name going into the NCAA transfer portal. Ingram's a graduate transfer and would be eligible to play for another team immediately. So far, he has started 93 games for the Tide in his career. The numbers are out from the first weekend of March Madness. Turner and CBS announced Monday that the ratings through the first weekend are up 8% from last year, and that they're the second highest ratings since 1991, behind only 2015. The networks also announced that the streaming site NCAA March Madness Live has set all-time records in live streams and live hours of consumption for the NCAA tournament to date, with both seeing increases of more than 25% through the first full week. The Sweet 16 begins with four games this Thursday and four more games on Friday, followed by Elite Eight games on Saturday and Sunday. In the NBA last night, a gruesome injury to Portland Trailblazers center Jusuf Nurkic. Nurkic was jumping for a rebound in the players in the Blazers' double overtime win against the Brooklyn Nets and came down awkwardly.
And Nurkic down. And is in absolute pain, and his teammates looking on in agony as well.
Following the game, it was determined that Nurkic suffered compound fractures to the tibia and fibula of his lower left leg. The 24-year-old had been averaging 15.5 points and 10 rebounds per game. It was heartbreaking news for a team that clinched a playoff berth with the 148-144 double overtime win. In other NBA games, Orlando beat Philadelphia 119-98. Memphis upset Oklahoma City 115-103. And Utah's Rudy Gobert set the new single-season high for dunks in one season. He's now got 275 as the Utah Jazz beat the Phoenix Suns 125-92. 10 minutes till 8 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, North Carlin Street and Old Shell, still clearing up an accident. Cottage Hill has several accidents, including one off of Japonica Lane, also Azalea Road and Wildwood Road. And we're starting to see heavier traffic westbound I-10 on the Bayway coming into downtown Mobile. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Google them. Providing new roofs and roof repairs, you can see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
It's sweet to be an Auburn Tiger.
And for the first time in 16 years, Auburn is going to the Sweet 16.
This Friday, Auburn looks to upset number one seed and NCAA Blue Blood North Carolina with a chance to make it to the Elite Eight for the second time in school history. Hear the Sweet 16 call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith Friday night beginning at 6 on FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. 343-0106. Also on the way, a tough time at a Bryan Adams concert. We'll give you details in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your financial news this morning, beginning today until mid-May, there's a massive going-out-of-business sale happening across the country at Family Dollar stores. Nearly 150 Family Dollar stores, including five here in Alabama, are set to close by May. The closest store to us? That's in Pritchard at 1301 St. Stephen's Road. The going-out-of-business sale starts today, ends May the 18th. Dollar Tree, which operates Family Dollar, they announced that they plan to close as many as 400 Family Dollar locations this year and renovate as many as 1,000 more and rebrand as many as 200 stores. If you want to try your luck at the Powerball jackpot, it is the fourth largest jackpot right now, and it's ready for a winner. Why? Because there were no winning numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Next drawing is Wednesday. Tickets are just $2 each. So more than $750 million is up for grabs. The cash option is worth $46.5.5 million. Wednesday's jackpot is the fourth largest behind the world record $1.586 billion Powerball jackpot from January of 2016. Well, let's stick with the winning theme and congratulate Mobile, Alabama, ranked as one of the best places to live on the coast in 2019. That ranking courtesy of the Coastal Living magazine. Mobile is ranked fourth, the fourth best place to live in our nation, as the magazine encourages people to live their dreams in these 20 towns from West Coast to East, Great Lakes to Gulf, with innovative design, community spirit, and jaw-dropping vistas. Now, listen to this. So this is how they took a look at this study. They consulted a number of reports and studies and lists. They also focused on real estate data as well, and the final selections were based on editorial consideration and geographic diversity. So Mobile is known, they say, for our home prices and sales that have been on the rise in this below-the-radar port city of more than 190,000 people. Locals enjoy legendary fishing and sailing on Mobile Bay in the Midtown Mobile Historic District. Victory Teaching Farm is there. That's an urban education center. We're also applauded for being, you know, the home of the oldest Mardi Gras celebration in the country. Check out that article on visitmobile.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Kane, Dr. Bill, we'll talk to you next hour, 343-0106, plus Quinn Hilliard joins us in a couple minutes. So here's a story. Back in July, 34-year-old woman from St. John's, Newfoundland, or Newfies as they call them in Canada, and her boyfriend went to a Bryan Adams concert, and we know Canadians take their Bryan Adams very seriously. Who knew it was this serious? While they were at the concert, the woman left her seat to get closer to the stage. I'm sure to get some Bryan Adams sweat on her or something like that. A guy sitting in the front row got into an argument with her, and when he took out his phone to report her, the boyfriend grabbed the phone and threw it.
No.
Security quickly came in to break it up, and they kicked out the woman and her boyfriend from the Bryan Adams concert there. All right, so they're gone. Oh, and they finally got home. The woman blamed her boyfriend for getting them tossed out of the Bryan Adams show with just 20 minutes left in the show. So she did what any doofy would do in that situation. She stabbed her boyfriend in the face.
Of course she did.
Stabbed her right there because he ruined everything at the Bryan Adams show. She went and picked up a knife, stabbed him in the face. She was just in court and convicted of common assault. I don't know what Canadian common assault is. They say they will sentence her in May. So there you go.
Some awful stuff, but you know, if you're Bryan Adams, you got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, that just a couple there that they she feels like they didn't get the last 20 minutes of the show, so it turns to violence. Y'all, that is not the way to go with things. And yes, the story does cut like a knife. I mean,
somehow I knew that would come up.
The way we do things around here. All right, coming back, hour number three of Mobile Mornings. Phone number, text line 343-0106. And Quinn joins us next.